age, my life's clock. Now it chimes off quite soft, silently. Seconds never spent with all of my friends. During the times of need, I find no peace. In minutes, I muttered at mom with rage. Sacrificed hours that belong to my brother's soccer game. And on the day I gave up when I lost my faith, I fought the shame. Wasted weeks of watching the heavenly girl, but never caught a name. Months I had discarded with by filling them with hollow friends. And worst of all, a year I lost when Miller had been a charlatan. Now tomorrow tends to fall through. It's not allowed to last, cause all I see are mounds of sand forming in my hourglass.
Like sour glass is continuous. You can't return to anything you missed. The truest sense to understand him is my son's first footsteps. I justified my absence, said I had to work to support his needs. Totally ignoring his greatest need was to believe in me and see me. It was my responsibility to truly teach him all of life's rules, universal laws, and tauhid. Thought I could wait until he was ready. More important, till I was ready. But found the time that I was missing was being wasted because I was waiting. I wasn't there to see my infant son smile at his mother. Wasn't there to hear the first word my baby boy uttered. I wasn't there to see my growing boy write his name for the first time. But inshallah, I'll try to be a bigger part of my son's life. I know it's unrealistic to think that I won't miss a thing, but I refuse to let another 5 years pass by me. I wanna be there for my son a lot more than I have. So in the future, I'm not looking back, wondering what happened.
And the world is closing in. It's hard enough on the streets without the crooked cop patrolling them. My soul is in a bind from the wrath of light that holds me in. Death is my only friend, anticipating with a lonely grin. Death I await with each breath that I take. I meditate with thoughts of escaping this hell I hate, but I'm well away, for truth is only an illusion. And life's an institution of confusion, producing vaccine for the same diseases that we spooned in. The true cleanse, answer to the questions I'm pursuing. The truth and the knowledge of death will be so soothing. Tuned into the frequencies of the world, can't change the station. I'm caught up in this living world. It seems I'm lost and I'm searching for this inner pearl. It's like I'm trapped and it's pulling on my inner soul.
Since my elementary years of relationships, I haven't shed tears over a fish since I met this lost one. We kicked it almost every day of the semester. The more I got to know her, the more I wanted to get together. But you lacked self-respect and was quite promiscuous. Thus we stayed friends, nothing more, nothing less. Trust progressed and we found a foster child lost in the wrong crowd. She lost her virginity unwillingly, awake and bloody. Her boyfriend and friends took it forcefully and was beaten mentally and physically. Next to come was pregnancy, but the fetus quickly perished, cause the same bitches who raped her gave her two broken ribs and a miscarriage. She can't even comprehend self-worth anymore, till her happiness would be to be found dead on the floor, poisoned by the unfortunate venoms of humanity. So every night before I lay, I pray for a remedy.
A love unrequired, chided with a grain of saline. Just wishful thinking and daydreams, a love abandoned. Wrote a note and put my soul in it, but something went wrong. I must have written a hieroglyphics, cause you never knew. It's like that, Anna. I guess I must have been my bad grammar. And what hurts is the fact that you knew the whole time and didn't care while I was searching for something beautiful. This passion unacknowledged left my heart inside the garbage and my hope inside her pockets. And sad cannot describe how I stay awake, even though I should be sleeping. How I say your name with every breath I breathe in. I play your games even though I know you're cheating.